from KQED. It's harvest time in the San Joaquin Valley, and farm workers are out shaking almond trees and picking grapes. The valley is one of the most productive farm regions in the world, yet the people who work and live near these farms often struggle to feed their families fresh and healthy food. Over the next 2 days, we'll examine that paradox with a series we're calling Hunger in the Valley of Plenty, produced in collaboration with the Center for Investigative Reporting. The California Report's Central Valley Bureau Chief Sasha Coca starts by introducing us to a farmworker family who cannot afford to buy the produce that grows all around them.
Yes.
To get to Jessica Ortiz's kitchen, you have to step over some rotting floorboards in the crowded living room, peel back a curtain, and wait for your eyes to adjust to the darkness. She's got the shades drawn to keep out the heat and bugs, but you can see her face by the dim bulb that lights up when she cracks open the refrigerator door.
This is what our refrigerator looks like at the end of the month. It's still a few days till we get our food stamps.
Ortiz's husband, Oscar, is out working in the almond orchards, and she's trying to figure out what to feed her 5 kids tonight. She's got a few eggs, some potatoes, and half a bag of breakfast cereal.
We don't have milk, and their bologna and ham, and all their sandwich stuff. Bread, we don't have. Our freezer's totally empty.
The Ortiz family lives in Raisin City, a speck on the map in Fresno County. It's a town of about 400, surrounded by vineyards. Farm workers take a break from work at the tiny local park. Many field workers here are from Mexico, but others, like the Ortizes, were born and raised in California.
See if Jojo wants some chips. Come on, guys. Joshua, do you want some juice?
Oscar is deaf. Jessica dropped out her senior year of high school after getting pregnant with their first child. Their job prospects might be better in a bigger city, but here the only work is seasonal, often part-time field work. Oscar averages $170 a week.
He's out there picking for, you know, almost the whole world. And I mean, he only brings like so much money home to feed his own family. We have many, many field workers that do that. They're providing for everybody else's family and barely bring enough home to take care of their own.
The Ortiz family gets by with food stamps and cash aid from the government. But money goes quickly at the local mini mart, one of the only places to shop in Raisin City.
Ask him how much the bread is. $3.49. Are you out of your mind?
And the produce, wilting cilantro and cabbage, overripe bananas. Junk food is a cheaper choice.
Go get an ice cream. You want an ice cream?
Jessica buys herself some beef jerky, then scrutinizes her receipt as she leaves the store.
I got a loaf of bread, a gallon of juice, 3 ice creams, and it was like $14, $13.15. So that's pretty much, could have got it cheaper in Fresno.
But getting to big grocery stores in Fresno isn't easy. The 25-mile trip turns into an all-day task since the Ortizes don't have a car and the bus only comes once a day.
We could tell people, yes, you're supposed to eat so many servings of fruits and vegetables.
That's Sara Ramirez, the former epidemiologist for neighboring Tulare County.
It's easy to say and not take into account the environment, the fact that in these communities, sometimes soft drinks are more affordable than water.
This region ranks among the highest in the nation when it comes to food insecurity or families not knowing where their next meal is coming from. But Ramirez says the Central Valley also struggles with an epidemic of obesity and diabetes.
Maybe you're having to make the choice of even buying less quality food just to fill up on calories.
In a region where 1 in 4 households has a hard time putting food on the table, food banks have become a primary source of nutrition. Andy Souza heads Fresno's Community Food Bank, which serves towns like Raisin City.
A high percentage of we serve are the actual working poor and folks that are trying desperately just to make ends meet. Unfortunately, when you have to give between a car payment or a house payment or utilities in food, you can skip a meal.
See. Check your mouth.
Hundreds of residents line up each month for Raisin City's food giveaway, arriving hours in advance to secure a place in line.
67.
Jessica Ortiz is here, too.
I always thought that, you know, okay, well, things are getting hard for myself. But no, I've seen other people that, you know, have the same struggles.
Ortiz is not just here to pick up a box of food. She also volunteers on the food line.
I know that I'm doing something to help the community I live in. That one bag of whatever you're giving at that day, you know, puts a smile on either their child or their face. It makes you feel even better.
Tomorrow, we'll hear more about the challenges Central Valley food banks face when it comes to getting healthy food to people in the region. For the California Report, I'm Sasha Coca in Raisin City.
73! 74!
The series Hunger in the Valley of Plenty was produced in collaboration with the Center for Investigative Reporting. There's also a half-hour TV special. You can find the link on our website, californiareport.org.